Good morning, it's Wednesday the 1st of June and welcome to the Rush Hour, giving you a quick overview of the latest Catholic headlines. First to Rome, where India's bishops are on an ad limina visit. Pope Benedict has told them that one of their preeminent tasks is to proclaim the gospel. EWTN's Joanne Lewis has the rest of the details.
The proclamation of God's word, he said, is bearing rich spiritual fruit in your local churches, especially through the spread of small Christian communities in which the faithful come together for prayer, reflection on the scriptures, and fraternal support. The Pope said the word of God not only consoles, but also challenges believers, as individuals and in community, to advance in justice, reconciliation, and peace among themselves and in society as a whole. He said he was pleased to note the impressive signs of the Church's charity in many fields of social activity, a service given especially by her priests and religious. The Church's schools prepare young people of all faiths and of none to build a more just and peaceful society. Church agencies have been instrumental in promoting microcredit, helping the poor to advance themselves, and in promoting the church's healing and charitable mission through clinics, orphanages, hospitals, and innumerable other projects aimed at promoting human dignity and well-being. May Christ's faithful in India, the Pope prayed, continue to assist all those in need in the communities around them, regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, or social status, out of the conviction that all have been created in God's image and all are due equal respect.
Also overnight, a student in Croatia has been arrested ahead of the Pope's visit this weekend. Police have not confirmed whether they have halted an assassination attempt. Again, Joanne Lewis has the details.
A Croatian student was arrested after posting, quote, weird comments about Pope Benedict XVI on Facebook. The arrest was made in the southern village of Skabrinja, and the 22-year-old, who lives with his father, was found with two guns and 300 rounds of ammunition, according to police reports. Croatian police have not confirmed whether they believe this was an assassination attempt. The Pope is due to arrive in Zagreb on Saturday. Prior to the incident, Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said the Pope feels at home in Croatia, a country with deep Christian and Catholic roots that has persevered with loyalty in difficult times. Today, Croatia faces the challenge of secularization. The family and youth are crucial challenges it has to deal with, said Father Lombardi.
Archbishop Rafael Romo Munoz of Tijuana, Mexico, has confirmed the death of Father Salvador Ruiz Encisco, who disappeared on the 22nd of May. The Archbishop expressed his profound sorrow and dismay to the entire church in Tijuana over the priest's murder. He called on authorities to find those responsible and bring them to justice. On the 23rd of May, police found the decomposed body of a man with his feet and hands bound. DNA tests confirmed the remains were of Father Encisco. Archbishop Munoz condemned the brutal manner in which his life was taken in a statement on the 27th of May. We pray God will grant heartfelt repentance and conversion to those responsible so they will receive forgiveness, he added. Father Encisco was known for his humility and selfless commitment to his ministry. He was affectionately remembered by the Catholics he served as an upright man of God. A Salesian priest from Calcutta published a book on Friday in which he argues that Mother Teresa's life and mission was not deterred by the paradoxes and ambivalences which she found in the church and society. The book, titled Mother Teresa and the Globalizing World, and written by Father Anthony Vallalil, focuses on Mother Teresa as a universal missionary sans frontiers, whose primary objective was to help the poorest of the poor, deprived of a life without basic human dignity. Father Vallalil argues, if the Church has to be much more relevant and effective for our challenging times of economic growth and prosperity on the one side and spiritual and material degradation and poverty on the other, then it has to become clearly a sign of hope. It is this mission identity that Mother Teresa lived in a heroic degree. He quoted Mother Teresa's characteristic reply to critics who considered her global mission to be a failure. My contribution is like a drop in the ocean, she said, but even then the ocean would be poorer by one drop if I did not contribute to it. The book is Father Vallalil's doctoral thesis for his PhD in missiology, which he obtained from the Gregorian University in Rome in 2008. Mother Teresa was beatified by Blessed Pope John Paul II on the 18th of October, 2003. A self-confessed atheist has become a believer after mocking God by sarcastically praying for his mother to win the lottery. However, his joke prayer was amazingly answered as the next day his mother won $1 million on the New York Lottery Sweet Million game. Sal Bentivegna, 28, who did not previously believe in God, had sarcastically asked his mother to ask your God for $1 million. However, his mother, Gloria Bentivegna, follows the Catholic faith and, staying true to her belief, refused to ask God for such a thing. Taking his joke further, Sal then prayed out aloud, saying, God, I don't know if you're real or not, but if you're there, please let my mother win $1 million. He added, if Jesus wants me to believe in him, that's what he'll do. The following day, his mother bought a lotto tree of unscratched instant win tickets from a church's charity auction. Sal was then left absolutely stunned when he found his mother had won $1 million. Realizing that the odds of his mother winning were so far-fetched, Sal has now become a firm believer. He testified, I can't shrug off that Jesus had a hand in it. No pun intended, but it was a godsend, he said. Gloria Bentivegna, reflecting on what had happened, is thankful to God for her winnings, but even more thankful for her son's conversion. She said, God performed two miracles, a true miracle. And that's it for today. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be with you again tomorrow. God bless.